Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. The Mayor of Orange is Jason Hamling. He joins us online for an update. Good morning to you, Jason.
Good morning, Gilly.
Now, parking in Lord's Place, where are we at with that?
Yes, it's all part of the Lord's Place beautification and the citywide beautification. We had some local consultants, GHD, do some parking stats and different parking models for us. We will be presenting that tonight at a community meeting about Lord's Place. So I'm encouraging residents to come along and have a listen and ask some questions and see where we go with that.
Okay, is that going to be in the council chambers?
6 o'clock, yes, it will be.
Okay, because they're looking at, I believe, adding 200 parking opportunities a day to Lord's Place because they're going to reduce times and change the short stay, medium stay, long stay timing.
That's right, and you know that's what we that's why we got GHD just to do some modelling for us and seeing what happens with those different sort of parking options. You know, Lord's Place is it can get very busy, and especially you know at night with all the cafes and restaurants down there. So I think you know just having options is good to look at, and then we'll see where we go from there.
Can I ask you the Ophir car park, which is if you like toward the southern end of that block, Kite Street there, and in that corner there?
Yep.
Is that free?
It's free at the moment.
Yep.
And council's looking at that at the moment. We're thinking of a deck car park there, so we're talking to some people about maybe building, as I said, a deck car park in that Ophir car park. So watch this space.
Yeah, I've got to say, I don't think I've ever parked in there for all the time that I get downtown and get about. But anyway, the Queen Memorial book, there's been quite a response from the community.
Yeah, downstairs in the council chamber, we have a condolence book. And yes, we've had a number of people coming through and putting pen to paper of their of what they want to say, and that condolence book will be passed on.
Okay, that's going all the way to Buckingham Palace, I believe.
That's correct, and I reckon they'll have a lots of condolences books in Buckingham Palace because I know of a number of councils that are doing the same thing as us.
All right, and the original Yellow Wiggle, Greg Page, was in town last week.
Yeah, Mr. Page was in town promoting AED awareness. He was out at Orange City Rugby Club out of Waratahs there. They had a bit of a story with their ex-coach, Steve Hampson, who had just refereed a game of rugby. He was having a sausage sandwich and collapsed on the ground. Luckily, Waratahs had an AED out there. And the other lucky thing was that Orange City were playing CSU, so there was some trainee paramedics there and a retired nurse. Mr. Hampson said he doesn't remember anything. He woke up in hospital on Tuesday, and if it wasn't for this AED that was out there, things could have been a lot tragic. So, yeah, we're just working with Mr. Page to promote where AEDs are in Orange, and asking people to get on that app, and we've got AEDs a local around the community. We've got one out the lake. We've got one at the pool. And numerous other ones. So we'll be looking where ours are and probably updating and putting more around.
Yeah, all right. Now, AEDs, they're automated external defibrillators. So if you do have a heart attack, they can save you. Of course, Greg Page did have a heart attack on stage, I believe, and he was lucky enough to be here with us still. Now, as you know, mate, I get out to Rowena Oval quite a bit, and I saw one there just yesterday, and I thought, how do you use it? So and there was some instructions inside, but I guess it's... is there any training that's available? What do people do? Just follow the instruction booklet in there.
Oh mate, the AEDs these days, they've got the booklet, but they also talk to you and tell you what to do. So they'll instruct you through the whole thing. And any medical tragedies, you know, time counts. So these things can save lives. And Greg Page and Steve Hampson, you know, if it wasn't for those defibrillators, they wouldn't be with us today.
Yeah, absolutely right. I'm with the Mayor of Orange, Jason Hamling. Thank you, mate, for the update. Have a great day.
See you, Gilly.